Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I cannot tell you, Joy, the number of individuals who've come up to me crying because they are concerned about our government, who are concerned about being deported for doing absolutely nothing. Individuals who have been in this country and who have contributed to our economy, individuals who work each and every day, who know no other country but the United States, individuals that are fleeing dangerous situations, fleeing violence in their country, who only come here because they want the same thing that you and I want, and that is to make sure that our family is safe and to contribute to these United States. And it's unfortunate that I have to hold countless number of individuals in my arms crying because we have a government right now that is reckless.
Well, that reckless government really put us into the position that we're in right now, wouldn't you think? The idea that reckless government would throw open our southern border. Letitia James there, not missing a moment to politicize this and sensationalize it for her own, as she probably perceives it, political gain. Let's get DeRoy Murdoch on the phone here with us, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and Fox News contributor. DeRoy, welcome back. It's good to have you.
It's great to be with you again, Annie.
We've been able to consume a little over a week now of Donald Trump's administration and his commitment, his promise to voters, should they choose to vote for him, to secure the southern border, is in full swing. What do you feel about his actions that he and Tom Homan and the border security plan that they've been able to do so far?
Well, I'm very supportive of what they're trying to do. I'm delighted that they're moving so quickly. So many other leaders would have a blue ribbon panel and an interagency task force and hold a study, and maybe after 6 months they'd start to do something. A week and a day, 8 days since Donald J. Trump returned to the White House, and the deportations are going full swing. The ICE raids, I think, began his first day in office, or maybe day two, or maybe that night when he got sworn in, and they're not slowing down. They've already gone into Chicago, I believe Boston. They were in New York City just last night, and that was with the assistance of Kristi Noem, our new Homeland Security Secretary. And they're moving full speed ahead to deliver on the exact promises that Donald J. Trump made, which is he'd come in and take illegal aliens who've broken into our country who don't belong here, and start with the violent ones, the worst first, as I think they put it, and get them out of this country and send them back home so they can stop making life miserable for American citizens. So it's a great thing. It's great to see it happening, unfolding with so robustly and so quickly.
Yeah, and I think that there are a lot of people right now who believe that this is just incredibly emotional. They're emotionally wrought over this. They feel as though it's very bad, that these are all good, innocent people who are here, and the compassion in the heart of America is to welcome these people. And you've been saying this on this show. We've had many people saying this on the show for all 4 years that Joe Biden was in, that opening your doors to people to just flood in is not the same as American compassion. And we're in this place right now. And it is, I do believe there's going to be very sad images that we see coming in the future here as people who came here illegally are removed from the country. It's important to remember how they got here and why they got here. Why do you think it is the Democrats, the Biden administration, and whoever was behind it was so eager to open those doors on our border and let people flood in?
Yeah, I mean, we got during the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris years, we got roughly 10 million people marching across the border, invading this country without passports, without visas, foreign invaders, what they were. And these people, some of them came in here up here because they want to work and be productive. Others came up here because they see it as a great opportunity to rape and pillage and rob from us, assault people, bring in guns, bring in drugs, bring in fentanyl, which kills about 70,000 Americans per year. Some of them came in and operated and probably still operate sex slavery operations, slavery, and these were deliberately and advisory slavery operations where people are required to make garments and engage in manual labor for no pay. And if they try to leave, they get beaten or maybe even killed. That's called slavery. People think it stopped in 1865. Well, guess what? It's alive and well in this country right now. Hopefully Donald J. Trump and Tom Homan will put an end to it. But I think the reason they brought these people in is they hoped that they would start voting Democrat, and I guess they thought that other Hispanics here in this country would be impressed by this and say, oh, this is great. They're helping out our Hispanic brothers and sisters, and they would be even more loyal to the Democrat Party. In fact, it boomeranged in their faces. A lot of Hispanics who came here legally, or maybe their parents did, or grandparents, or parents like my case, my mom and dad came from Costa Rica, and we are not impressed. We don't like people coming in and breaking into our country. We don't like people from Latin America and elsewhere coming in and engaging in assault and child molestation and homicide and terrorism and so forth. And it blew up in the Democrats' faces. Their Hispanic support dropped. And one of the reasons that Donald J. Trump is in the White House is he attracted such a large number of Hispanic votes who otherwise would have gone Democrat. So this little experiment in expanding the trying to expand the number of Democrat voters exploded in the Democrats' faces. And now they're paying a huge price for it, which is not being in power anymore.
Yeah, that's very accurate. We're speaking with DeRoy Murdoch, nationally syndicated columnist, Fox News contributor, and Project 21 ambassador. I think that, like, leading up until this moment, because now we get to see all action. We don't need to, persuade anyone to see our side any longer. The campaign is over. Donald Trump is the president, and he was very clear about what he was going to do when he got elected. And it's somewhat refreshing to see such quick action on the promises that he made to the electorate should he be chosen to be the president. Outside of border security, getting the border back secure, I think we do need to look at our immigration system. I'm wondering if you have any thoughts specifically about how the immigration system is set up and how we go from removing the people who came here illegally and then reinvigorating the immigration legal system, just, like your parents benefited from.
Sure. Well, I think the first thing to do is to get the bad guys out. And we're talking about some very bad people. You played that audio clip of Tricia James, my delightful attorney general here in New York, crying, oh, these poor people, and oh, they're suffering and all that. Just in the last couple of days, they arrested one guy who's a Dominican prisoner. He was paroled after doing just 17 years of a life sentence. He got a life sentence for prison, but he's out after 17 years. And his crime was beating to death his pregnant wife in front of his five-year-old child. Okay, so that's not a very nice thing to do. If you're for women, that doesn't really count as pro-female behavior. So he was arrested by ICE, and I guess they're going to boot him out of the country. They also got a guy named Anderson Zambrano Pacheco, and this guy is a Tren de Aragua member, apparently one of the ringleaders of the group, and he was running around the Bronx just last night or yesterday, running around trying to buy hand grenades. Hand grenades, Annie. Who buys hand grenades? Why does he need a hand grenade? So, these are dangerous people. Once we get them out of there, we got to figure out what to do with the other people who broke into this country, who also are criminals, maybe not violent criminals, but you break in without passport and visa and our permission, then you're a criminal and you ought to be out of here. And as for the existing or the legal immigration system, I think we ought to go back to what we did before, which is if you want to come to this country, great. Go to the U.S. Embassy in your country, fill out a visa application, and when we have time and availability for you to come, we'll let you know. And until then, stay home. And if you do come here, I think it's perfectly appropriate to say we're looking for people who've got skills, people who add to the American economy. I'm very comfortable having an increase in the number of H-1B visas and that sort of thing, especially for people who study in this country and get, get MBAs and PhDs in chemistry or engineering or STEM or whatever. Very often these people get kicked out of this country. I got a friend of mine who has a degree in data science, that sort of thing. He is within 2 weeks. He's from Western Europe, wants nothing more than to be an American. He loves this country. He's more patriotic than a lot of Americans I know, even though he's a European. And if he does not find a job within 2 weeks, he has to get on a plane to get out of here. And he's done everything the right way. He's come in legally. He's filled out all the paperwork, came in with a visa. He's dealing with ICE all the time and updating all of his forms and whatnot. And he has a graduate degree in data science. He can be very helpful to this country. And if he doesn't find a job here within 2 weeks, he has to leave. And if he does, he'll go back to Europe and maybe join a European country or a company and start competing with us. How stupid is that? He should have gotten a green card with his master's degree. and he could be now working for Microsoft or Amazon or ChatGPT or whatever it is, building up those companies, making them stronger, and building the U.S. economy, and then I assume within another 4 or 5 years becoming an American citizen. He wants nothing in life more than that. And despite that, he's just had to go jump through one flaming hoop after another. And like I say, he's got about 15, 16 days to go before he either hopefully gets a job, or if not, he's got to go to the airport and fly home. And who knows if we'll ever see him again. And that's a real shame.
Yeah. I mean, the whole system and the whole situation is incredibly complex. It's complicated. I sometimes feel like as though it's been made intentionally to be so. As you and I are having this conversation right now, Donald Trump is speaking on the signing of the Lake and Riley Act. I mean, when I'm talking to people in my life personally who are hurt by what they're seeing, I think Lake and Riley's name is an important name to say today and each day that we're watching this happen. We need to have no more Lake and Riley acts where we have to name these types of things after these poor innocent lives that have been lost.
I completely agree with you, and the reason Lincoln Riley was killed, unfortunately, is there was an illegal alien, I believe here in New York, who was arrested. He came in under Biden, and he was arrested for shoplifting or robbery or something like that. Alvin Bragg, the soft-on-crime DA, quote-unquote prosecutor, I put that in quotes, here in New York City, let him go. And so he was free to go down to Georgia and track down Lincoln Riley, as far as we can tell, rape her, and then take a rock and beat her head in until she was dead. If he had been kept out of this country by Joe Biden or locked up for robbery by Alvin Bragg, Lake and Riley right now would probably be sitting in class. I believe she's a nursing student, learning how to take care of people, make them healthier, maybe studying for some quizzes or in the library doing research. And instead, she's in a casket somewhere, I assume 6 feet under the soil of the state of Georgia. Absolutely disgusting. And these are the serious, deadly consequences of having the border wide open and letting people come into this country and run rampantly as they rob, assault, rape, and kill American people, the American people. I'm glad that Donald J. Trump is there to put a stop to it. And things like the Lake and Riley Act, I hope it's the last one like that that needs to be signed. And with any luck, this situation will be turned around. And people who come to this country do so because they want to make this a better country and improve their lives, improve the lives of us American citizens, rather than come up here to rape and kill us.
Wow. Amen and well said. Joy Murdoch, thank you for being with us here today. It's good to be on this side of the Trump administration, but there is certainly a lot of work to do. So we appreciate
it. No doubt.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, Annie. Great talk to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. President Trump is speaking right now from the White House. We can listen in and hear as he is discussing the signing of the